And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Bill Varney, surf fishing expert extraordinaire. We're going to be having a great show talking surf fishing, talking Fred Hall and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created three additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels. The Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat, it's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Hey, we have a great guy in the studio who's here in town because of the Fred Hall Del Mar show, Mr. Bill Varney. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Rick. Love it.
Glad to have you. And, of course, we're just right down the road here from the Mighty 1090 Studios and the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Final day of Fred Hall season, right?
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
We've been having a great time down there.
It's really good. Yesterday was a huge day.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. For those of you that endured the traffic getting in, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And worth it. I mean,
it was worth it. It's a great show.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you got a chance to get out of your booth at all, but fortunately I have a lot of help and great people in my booth that are helping me out. So got out to actually wander around and see the show the last few days. And yesterday they had a live band out in the back of the hall that we're in is the
Exhibit Hall.
Exhibit Hall. Okay, glad you know.
Yeah, I was looking.
I know the O'Brien Building is the next one up, right? But they have a live band in the very back, and they have like a whole food court back there with beautiful tables and umbrellas, and it was such a beautiful day yesterday.
Wow.
And the one and only Bart Hall sat in playing drums.
No kidding.
In this band.
So cool.
Yeah, they were
playing some great.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're going to have it again today. So if you go to the show today, head back to the back of the exhibit hall and you'll see kind of a food court tables. It's where the Lumberjack show is.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's right near there where the Lumberjack show is, which, by the way, I hadn't seen the Lumberjack show in a few years. Have you ever seen the Lumberjack show?
Just in passing.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've never got to really sit down and see
it. Those guys are great.
It's incredible.
Talented. And then, of course, you have the duck races, which are
right.
hugely popular.
Yeah.
The ultimate air dogs. I mean, a lot of stuff outside.
So it really is.
So mm-hmm. if you're worried about on a day like today when it's going to be 80 degrees and absolutely spectacular in Southern California,
you'll enjoy the outdoors.
Enjoy the outdoors.
Totally.
There's indoor, outdoor stuff all the way through the Fred Hall show. There's casting and all kinds of stuff.
And all kinds of delicious food and drinks and
yes.
beers. And it's wonderful. It
yeah.
really is fun for the whole family.
It's a really great show. So come on down to the Del Mar Fairgrounds and see Bill.
Hey, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And you have a booth, right?
We do. We have a booth. We're right next to CCA,
cool.
which is nice.
Yeah.
And we've got a booth there with all our fishing tackle, and we're just, you know, there to answer people's questions. And, of course, we love to hear everybody's stories about what they're catching and showing us pictures on their phones and giving us tips as to the best spot in town.
A couple of people came by our booth yesterday and said, you know, started asking me questions about surf fishing. I go, stop.
I did same.
Stop.
Same. I said everybody
go
to
over
Bill.
Here. Go yeah. over there. Go see Bill Varney and Bill Varney, excuse me, and he'll take care of you. Both of them came back. It's like, thank you.
Yeah.
That was great. So
that's great.
You are the wealth of knowledge when it comes to surf fishing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you have
that.
All the tackle in your booth for sale, right?
We do. And we only carry all the tackle that we use on the beach. We don't carry stuff we wouldn't use. We just have the few things that are what you need in the surf. And it's great to go and see that so you have an idea what that is. And then ask all those questions that you have about why you're not catching fish or what you need to do to catch more.
Why do people want to fish in the surf?
You know, the surf is, and I know this may sound funny, it's kind of like surfing in a sense, that it's a very soulful thing, and it's a very relaxing thing, and it's not that you need to take an entire day to do it. You can take a couple hours or an hour on your way home from work and get out there and relax and have a chance to catch some fish. And, you know, fish in the surf, and it's getting better all the time, are anywhere from maybe 6 ounces to 10 pounds, so you get some really good fish pulling on you, and if you downsize your equipment and use that lighter equipment, it really makes it fun.
That's really cool.
What's the biggest fish you've ever caught from the surf in Southern California?
The biggest fish I've ever caught, which was up by Malibu, almost in front of Wiley's there, was a hammerhead shark.
A hammerhead shark in the surf?
In the surf, and I would guess it was probably around 300 pounds or so.
Okay, that's not a fish, Bill. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
yeah, I didn't win the jackpot on that one. Gosh, you know, that's a good question because I've caught fish really all over the world. I don't know which one would probably be the biggest. A grouper maybe down in on the Pacific coast of Baja maybe, but up here in Southern California, around an 8-pound spot fin croaker would probably be the largest one.
8-pound spot fin? That's
I would guess it was about 7 to 8 pounds.
Wow.
And I thought it was a corbina at first, not being super familiar at the time with spot fin croaker.
Yeah.
I said, wow, this is a big one.
Nice.
That's cool.
And, of course,
fantastic.
We've got halibut and things like that, some 12-pounders and stuff in the surf. So they're all there.
What are some of the techniques that people need to learn from you that make them a better surf fisherman?
Well, you know, I think the first thing that people need to learn is that the old techniques that we used in surf fishing, which still work, where we used heavy equipment, 12-foot rods and 40-pound tests and a Jigmaster type of size of reel, all of that needs to be downsized. You know, if you're thinking about surf fishing, fish in the surf are very similar to the size of fish you'd find in a lake, maybe 6 ounces to 10 pounds. So why am I using 40-pound tests? If I took a 40-pound test rod to the lake, probably wouldn't get too many bites. So when we downsize it to like your longest trout rod, a 7 to 9 foot trout rod, a small spinning reel, 6-pound test, it really, really ups your game. And not only is it a lot more fun catching fish, you definitely catch a lot more fish.
I'll bet.
A lot more bites.
A lot more bites.
Yeah. So what is the best, here in Southern California, let's say right now, in the spring, What are we targeting, and what kind of baits are we using?
Okay. This is an unusual year in the sense that we had an actual winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over it, by the way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. And I think a lot of people forgot we had winters like this.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know, they think it's some big, you know, the planet is not aligned correctly and stuff. So we've had a lot of turnover of the water now. It's and folks, you know, come in and say, fishing's been slow for me and so forth. You know, don't beat yourself up too much because you've got to have the right conditions. It would be like going tuna fishing now and saying, hey, you know, we know they're around, but we can't get them to bite. So times like this, we go and we fish in areas like the edges of estuaries and harbors and protected areas where the water is settled down, the water's a little bit warmer, and that's where the fishing's going to be good. But there's a lot of sand crabs out now. They're micro crabs.
They are.
But they're going to grow in about 45 days. They'll be about the size of a dime. So what's going to happen is we're going to get our first or second south swell. It's going to clean up the water. It's going to warm up the water, and then that bait is going to be available, and we're going to have some really good fishing, I would say, at the end of April, the beginning of May, and throughout the entire summer.
Nice.
So what do you fish? You fish mostly sand crabs? You fish artificials? What kind of bait?
I fish mostly live baits, so sand crabs, ghost shrimp, lugworms, mussels, clams, bloodworms. Those are the type of things. If you look at all the state records, only one, which is pending right now, was caught on an artificial lure.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. That's a cool stat.
So if I was saying, hey, I'm going to particularly look for halibut, then I would be using a lure most likely. And we bait fishing, but a lure is the most effective for that. But all of the other surfish, the corbina, the spotfin, the yellowfin, the perch, they're really all live bait fish. And all of the big fish have been caught on live bait.
Wow. So somebody comes to your booth today at the Fred Hall Show and says, okay, I'm new to surf fishing. How are you going to set them up? What are you going to set them up?
The first thing I'm going to tell people is, you know, we have beautiful rods that we make. And as everybody knows, I had a series with Cousins, and now we have a new series of rods that have come out now that Tiffany Vay of Hook, Line, and Sinker in Santa Barbara wraps, and the blanks come from Seeker. But I tell everybody, before you make an investment in that, just like any parent would with a teenager who all of a sudden decides they want to play golf and need a whole set of Ping golf clubs, to go in the garage, look for your longest trout rod. You want something that's got a whippy tip, match it up with about a 2500 series spinning reel and 6-pound monofilament, and that's how you're going to get started. And then, you know, figure out by looking at my site or other places, the Carolina rig. And once you've got that set up, you're ready to go to the beach and go fishing. And whether you're digging up crabs yourself or going to the local tackle shop and picking up some bait, whether it's a strip of squid or a lugworm or bloodworms or so forth, that's how you get started down on the beach. And it's very, very easy. And just like any other fishing, time on the water.
Just being able to read everything, read the beach and such like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you wrote the book, right, which shows a lot of these techniques.
Exactly. I wrote the book, but I followed it up by having on-the-beach seminars, which we have
those are cool.
Every summer. It's great. We're going to have 9 this summer, and we're benefiting CCA to do those. And that's the only way to learn. You know, it's like thinking about like driving a car. Like if your dad or mom gave you a book on how to drive a car, you could learn a little bit about it and know where the stuff is. But when you sit down behind the wheel and somebody helps you, you'll learn it in no time flat. So we supply all the bait, all the instruction, coffee and donuts. What more could you ask for?
Wow. And you have a bunch of earbuds that are expert surf fishermen kind of helping to tend to every person. And you're standing on the sand making the cast. And like you said, it's one thing to say, you know, we want to fish in a hole in the beach. It's a whole other thing to get to point to and be like, okay, you see that? That's what you're looking for.
Exactly. And that's so true, Rick, because, you know, when you're standing on the beach and you have no idea what you're looking for, it's hard to know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
So when we're there to help you. And folks say, you know, what should I look for? And we can point out the rip current, the troughs, the color of the water that's changed, the foaming, swirling water. This is where the fish are. And once you see it once, just like anything else, you really pick it up, and all of a sudden it opens your mind up to it, and you realize no matter what beach you go on, whether it's Seattle to Cabo San Lucas, there's fish on all those beaches. You're just looking for the right conditions.
Indeed. So cool, man. I'm digging this. This is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us about this rod you brought in to give away this morning. This is a pretty special deal.
This is a beautiful rod. These rods are 8.5 and 9.5 feet long. They weigh a little less than 6 ounces.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how we're going to get them much lighter. But the reason that we want the rods light is, you know, if we went back to the old days with the Jigmaster and all that, I think the whole rig was, I'm going to guess, maybe 10, 10 pounds or something. And when you set it in a sand spike and sat on the ice just to have a cold beer and a cigarette, it wasn't so bad. But we don't fish like that anymore. And you can't drink a beer on the beach and you can't smoke a cigarette anymore. So we use really light equipment because we're wandering the beach. That's how we look for fish.
Yes.
You know, there's a big difference between casting out and waiting for a fish to find your bait and you actively seeking and hunting the fish down. Mm-hmm. And that's the technique that we use. So we want our equipment really light, and these rods are light. They're graphite. They have the perfect bend in them for surf fishing. We've used these microwave guides, which came out about 4 years ago, and we began to test those. They compress the line and allow you to cast about 40 feet farther than you normally would.
Wow.
And how they work is just get kind of an idea of, you know, watering the lawn and the water's coming out of the hose. And if you were strong enough to squeeze the hose, the water would maybe shoot out twice as far. That's basically how it works. It compresses the line off the reel and just shoots it right off of the rod. So these are great rods. We really love them. We're hoping that we're going to be carrying them up and down the coast here. In the meantime, they're on our site, surffishtackle.com.
Custom rods, and this rod we're giving away today is a $319 rod. This is no slouch rod,
man.
It's a high end rod.
It is, and it'll last your lifetime. Just rinse
no
it
doubt.
Off and dry it off with a.
It's got a wind grip on it.
Yeah. So it's got a nice little sticky grip if your hand gets wet, and it's got some cork underneath that so it will float if you decide to drop it in the ocean there, too.
Pretty awesome.
It's
well,
beautiful.
Thanks for that generous donation. That's going to be amazing. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding. So much fun stuff to talk about. I'm so excited. We love having Bill in here. I mean, you want to talk about the true expert when it comes to surf fishing. It's on today, and we've got lots to talk about. We want to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, local 858-457-1090, or the toll-free number, that one's 877-792-1090. And man, do we have some amazing prizes today. Obviously, you heard about that fantastic rod that Bill has been so generous to give to us. Somebody's going to get a brand new $300 beautiful custom rod from Bill. In addition to that, we are also giving away a brand new handmade Anza fillet knife. We talked about it yesterday, just these unbelievable works of art that the Don and the crew from Anza is producing, and you're going to get a shot at winning that brand new beautiful fillet knife. And then a third prize for another lucky.
No, actually, we have the first two prizes are a prize package.
Oh, okay.
That include the Anza fillet knife and the Bill Varney rod. That you actually get a pair of tickets to the Fred Hall show in Del Mar
to come pick it up
today. That's the catch.
If you win it, you're gonna.
You
come
have
get
to
it.
Come to get it today, which I think it's worth. People coming down to the show today.
Yeah, and
if
they don't come and get it today, I'm fishing it this evening.
There
okay?
you go. So, and the fillet knife and the Bill Varney custom fishing rod and a pair of tickets to the Fred Hall show to pick that equipment up today.
You got it. And then another lucky winner.
Second prize.
Right. We'll be winning a $50 gift card to our favorite spot, and that's Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah.
Right down next to the San Diego Landings. You're going to get a full shopping spree. A
$50 gift card at Point Loma Seafoods. Of course, with Day at the Docks coming up in 2 weeks from today. People are going to be flocking to Point Loma Seafoods. Gary White is already talking about the lunch that we're going
to
provide from Point Loma Seafoods.
Trying to figure out what his order's going to
be. Yeah, for sure, at Day at the Docks.
What a cool set of prizes to give away. We're super excited. Great eats and some great gear. Again, an Anza fillet knife, that beautiful rod, a great spot to go get some lunch. As you can hear, it's going to be a great show and a great time, and we want to hear from you. One more time, packed up phone lines, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
One day I'm attacking.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Sagros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Sagros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. So, Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth was a buzz yesterday.
It was crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's the source of my lack of voice this morning.
Yeah. So, you were saying that everybody's taking advantage of that Shimano SLX deal where you buy the reel at a discount and then you get a free rod worth more than the reel.
That was the
all less for 100.
That's the show special. What would be considered a lost leader had we not had so many of them. But yeah, it's the SLX, which is a low profile bass reel. I mean, literally something from freshwater size to surf to maybe spotties, calico fishing, that kind of thing.
Right.
The reel's normally a little over $100. They give you a rod that's worth a little over $100. The whole thing out the door after tax. And the reason I know this is because we rang up a whole bunch of them. It's $96.92 for a combo that should be $225 or something like that. You know, it's unreal.
So you ran out yesterday.
We had such a funny thing. The guy that bought the last one gave me such a hard time. He came literally after Bart makes his announcement. The show will be closing in 5 minutes. You know, it was, you know, whatever time, 7:55 or 8:55, you know, like right at the time that we close. And a gentleman came up and he said, "You said you'd have plenty of them." And we had literally one left. You know, that gentleman bought the last one that we had in the case. I'm like, "Yeah, I was serious. Here it is. You know, we still got the one." He got it, ran and got his rod. but we have RC from the shop. We got another shipment that made it to the shop this week, and we'll have 30 more
today
for the show. And that is...
And Shimano still has the rods to give away.
Yep, they still have the rods. We'll have 30 more of those combos today.
Well, I know that the Let's Talk Hookup booth accounted for three of those sales, yeah.
The Let's Talk Hookup booth accounted for three. Most of the employees of Fisherman's Landing all bought one. A couple of guys bought two. Bart came in and got one yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a lot of deals that are like, oh, yeah, that's a good price. This one is... It's a $220-something combo for $96, and it's really good. I mean, there's plenty of times when I've seen a reel and a super inexpensive rod that somebody wouldn't necessarily want to use as much. This is a rod that's as of the same quality. It's really good. It hasn't been a hard one to convince people to buy. I don't remember us ever selling something where when you were explaining it to a customer, somebody else that was in line that was just buying some jigs would just like look over like, I'll take one of those too. You know what I mean? Like, it's very good when something sells itself. And yeah, we've been crushing it.
And along with a lot of other incredible deals that you have.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good deals on rods, lots of jigs, fluorocarbon, you know, all our Seaguar fluorocarbon.
You still have that
buy two, get one free
on the Seaguar fluorocarbon?
On Premier, on Blue Label, on Gold Label, on Pink Label.
Wow.
All of it's buy two, get one free. That's been tremendously successful. Reels in general, you know, it is, we talked about yesterday, it's the single best time of the year to buy reels. You get a discount on a lot of reels that literally don't ever go on discount. In addition to that, most of them come with free Spectra. Shimano, as you know, is winding Power Pro in their booth. We've got a line machine in our booth. It's been a fantastic show. Super well received.
Yeah.
Our crew is just kicking tremendous butt. They're doing an awesome job, and
Unbelievable.
We're having a great time.
And today is it.
This is it.
Today
this is
the last day you
advantage.
Can get these. I mean, these deals will not be available again. Period.
I hope people know that it is the truth. It is truly the best time of the year. If you're looking to buy a Talica or a new Trinidad or something, this is it. Like, there is not a better time to buy that reel, period. And today's the last day for it.
That's it. So go by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Yeah, come on by.
I know Rancho La Nero has been booking up trips like crazy. Katmai Lodge, which is right next to Rancho La Nero, has been booking trips. I know Charmel and Bob have been in the booth and booking trips up to that beautiful Alaska destination. I know Eddie and the gang yesterday booking up trips to Palmas de Cortez right in the booth. I know I went up and saw Kevin. Did you make it up to the front?
No, come on.
All the way up to the front.
Today will be my day to get to go do a little cruising.
All right. I went all the way to the front and saw Kevin at West Coast Marine and all his Parker boats and Yamaha outboards. Kevin's been selling Parker boats. People are getting ready to go fishing.
Kevin's in a unique predicament in that they're selling more boats than Parker is able to build. Like, he was telling us the quandary the guys are in, that if you know you want a boat, like, you really need to get your name in the hat, because they're starting to go, and there's only so many left before the model year ends, and you got to wait for, you know, the next ones to start being built again. So if you want the heavy duty, most commercial boat, killer price fishing boat, like, you gotta pull the trigger. It's time, because fishing season is right around the corner.
And I know Berkeley and Brandon are in the Seakeeper booth right up there in the front.
Yeah.
And you can go for a test ride with Brandon Nelson in that new Seakeeper boat, too.
So cool.
Which is now at Fisherman's Landing.
Right, yeah.
Which is really cool. Yeah. And then Turner's Outdoorsman has great deals in the main exhibit hall there.
Busy as always.
Yeah, there's so much stuff at the Fred Hall show. Today's it.
Ken's Custom Reels. Wes is fixing reels while you wait.
Yeah,
There's just so much good stuff going on. Oh. And it's a show that you got to come see. And if you're a person that's into fishing like all of us are, it's how we celebrate and hang out with a bunch of buds that like doing the same thing. And you just get to see all the killer seminars and good times and eat some good food and have a cold one and just enjoy a fun day in Del Mar.
And don't forget to come by the Let's Talk Hookup booth and register to win two pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. So Bill Varney handles our email blasts and does such a great job. So how's that going to work, Bill? Because you sign up for the email blast at our booth,
exactly.
And we're going to give away two pairs of Maui Jim sunglasses. One's going to go to somebody who's new to our email
list,
and then one is going to go to somebody already existing on our email list.
Exactly.
And we'll draw those next week.
And we have a way of doing that, of knowing exactly who's there now.
That's right.
And who's new.
Yeah. So
and you've got a good chance of winning. Everybody's got there's not that many, you know, there's some good choice chances.
$300 pair of sunglasses, yours free, for just coming by and signing up for our email
blast. I might have to stuff the ballot box myself.
You might have to do that, for sure.
I just I got a funny one that you'll enjoy. Chris Rowland, who is, you know, basically in charge of everything outside of Fisherman's Landing, you know, the crew of red shirts that always helps you load all your gear and everything onto the boats. He just sent me a text message that says, "Hey man, make sure to save me at least one of those combos if you only got 30 left." You know, like, you put, people putting in the request before
the show starts today.
Before the doors open today. Yeah. So no problem, Chris. We got you.
There you go. All right. Well, let's go live to Rancho Llanero, but we know he's here in Southern California, Mr. John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we got the fishing's picking up finally. Beautiful week. Not much wind this week. Beautiful clear days. Highs are in the low 80s. Cool mornings as usual. The mornings are in the low 60s in the mornings, but it warms up real fast. The fishing has picked up as well. The yellowfin has finally shown up, and we had a decent bite Wednesday and Thursday. They were about 15 miles off of Rincon, just north of the Pomo boundary line, about 15 miles off. And there are some nice fish, 20 to 30-pound fish, and all taken on cedar plugs. Their first boats on them, of course, were the ones that got the most fish. They were catching 7, 8. The ones that came behind were catching 3, 2, 3. But nice quality fish, and they're finally showing up, which is good news. We've got the Dorado close inshore off the hotel. Medium-sized guys, 5 to 10 pounders, but there's a few around, and that bodes well for, it's definitely for later on this season. This is pretty early for the Dorado. A lot of the hotel anglers are staying pretty close to the hotel and fishing the bottom. A lot of pargo, cabrilla, and some nice amberjack as well. There's a lot of good Spanish mack for bait, so they're soaking the bottom with that. And on the very first drop-off inside, and you know, 100, 120 feet of water, but they're slaying them, keeping busy all day long on the inside. So it's picking up. We're looking forward to a good year. And again, the water has warmed a bunch this week. It went from 70, it's between 73 and 74 degrees now. And real clear, and like I said, the weather's been very, very nice. So we're getting ready. We're going now, you guys.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to go fishing at Rancho Llanero. And, of course, you guys are busy in that Rancho Llanero booth booking trips, right?
Yeah, both the shows have been real, real good. Lots of reservations, lots of people signing up. We're excited. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah, it is. Now, if somebody wants to come by and meet John, the one and only John Ireland, and it's funny because you stand by our booth and people are, and then your bison's like, "Oh, this is John. That's John Ireland. Wow!"
Yeah.
And then people come by the booth and go, "Wow, that guy really does have like the mellowest voice in the world."
Oh,
oh, those ads! I hear those ads, and I just want to go to Rancho Llanero. And that's the whole idea, right?
It's my real voice, and definitely Del Mar's hometown. You know, everyone knows everyone. It's a great show.
It is so much fun.
So you'll be at the show today, and if they want to book a trip, they can book right there with Pam at the booth.
Yeah.
And if not, how do they get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll see you at the show at 10 a.m.
We will, 10 a.m.
And, of course, you'll be live in the studio next Sunday, 1 week from today.
That's correct. I look forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. All right, John. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.
Okay. See you at the show.
All right.
Thanks, John. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Every single phone line's full. So let's jump right into them and start off the phones this morning with our good buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Bill, it's a pleasure to be able to speak with you again.
Thank you so much, Don.
Hey, I want to pick your brain here just a little bit since you are the man as far as surf fishing goes. I really would like to target halibut, and I live up in, you know, northern LA County. So where would you recommend trying for them this season, you know, northern LA County, southern Ventura County?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I get asked that a lot at the show. Boy, people love halibut fishing. It's either halibut or something else. A couple things to remember when halibut fishing is halibut will always group up in areas next to structure. So although you have a chance on the open beach to catch a halibut, they're really transiting to another place where they're going to find food. So you're always looking for a jetty, a harbor entrance, something like that. If I was to fish, so let's take down here in San Diego, for example, go down to Ponto Jetty below South Carlsbad State Beach there. I'd walk to the rocks of the jetty, step over 10 or 15 feet to one side or the other from that, and then fish the edge where those rocks hit the water. And I would use anything anything from a Lucky Craft, a Rapala, a Rapala, Castmaster, Crocodile, and then drag that back along the edge. If you dive along the edges there, you'll see that there's halibut buried in the sand right on the edge where the sand meets the rocks. But oddly enough, you'll also find halibut laying on top of those submerged rocks. Almost kind of in a chameleon way, looking like that rock. So you have some in the sand, some out of the sand. So that's the first thing. If you're going to fish up north, you're going to look for areas that have sand adjacent to rocks and always fish those edges. The other thing to remember about halibut is they are super lazy. They're probably, you know, kind of like a teenager laying on the couch there. They're really, really lazy. So the thing that you've got to remember about them is they're not going to come out of the sand when there's current changes there and strong currents. The best time to fish halibut is around a peak low tide and a peak high tide. So if high tide was at noon today, I fish from about 11:30 to 12:30 for halibut.
That's good too.
They're going to come out of the
one
sand
of the
at
slack
that time.
Tide.
Exactly the slack tide.
They don't
period.
Want to fight. They don't want to fight the currents and stuff like that.
Exactly. Like think about it. You know, a perch or other fish in the surf is very aquadynamic. The halibut is not. It's like a kite.
Yeah.
And if it was to get out of that sand and come up into the current, it's just going to be carried away.
Sure.
So they're mostly going to bite during those period of time. And areas that are adjacent to
and what's the best bait?
Golly, that's a good question. If you were to say, you know, what over the last decade has been the best bait, it's a Lucky Craft flash minnow, 110 size flash minnow, and, you know, sardine pattern, grunion pattern, things like that. If you went back to the my dad's period, 20s, 30s, and 40s, a crocodile.
Sure.
And if I was to fish a crocodile, I'd always fish one with a red stripe on it. Looks a lot like that pelagic crab, and that's without question the most productive crocodile that we've seen in the surf. So those are probably the two top ones, Rapala or Rapala X-Rap. Those work too. And then, you know, when you're fishing a lure in the surf rather than live bait, you've really got to expect to make a lot of casts. I mean, I know guys who go halibut fishing and have caught some monsters. I mean, we had one in our calendar that was 40 pounds.
Wow.
That was caught in Hermosa Beach in 3 feet of water.
3 feet of water.
But these people are people who say, I know I'm going to make 100 casts today.
Right. So let me ask you this, though. You're not fishing a Lucky Craft on 6-pound test, though, right?
No, we will normally fish those on 10-pound tests.
Okay.
We'll really upgrade
rope,
to that
yeah.
really heavy line.
Yeah, heavy line.
Fishing the rope.
Yeah. Indeed. All right. Hey, hope that helps you out, John. Good luck catching your halibut. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to John calling us from Mira Mesa. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Well, you just answered my question. I picked up a couple of those outfits on Thursday night. You got 30 more. What size are those reels? Or what's the gear ratio? Are they the 6-to-1 or 8-to-1?
We're talking about the SLX?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have all three in the booth, 6.3, and then I think it's 7.2 and 8.5.
Which one's the best one?
Okay.
I think that the technique would
so
slightly
close,
vary
right?
based on gear ratio, but if you want to know my true and honest opinion, I think the gear ratio with a spool diameter that's that small, unless you are looking for a very technique-specific reel, probably doesn't matter a whole lot to most of us. You know, gear ratio means, you know, when you turn the handle one full revolution, the spool spins around. You know, for round numbers, we'll call them 6, 7, and 8. You know, those are the times, but... You know, the diameter of a spool that's, you know, the size of a quarter or actually like one revolution of that is not a, we're not talking a huge amount of line.
Right.
So in my opinion, unless you're looking for a crankbait reel, which maybe you would fish a 6-to-1 or a topwater reel, which maybe you would fish an 8-to-1, for the most part, most of us throwing a swim bait and things like that, it's not going to make the world of difference on which one you get. But, you know, I'd probably just shoot the difference and go for the middle, go for the 7-to-1. You know.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think the gear ratio makes probably the world of difference for most of us.
All right. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The Sierra trout season is just around the corner, and I can't wait. Rockcod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We talked about it. So many great opportunities at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Today's your last day.
This is it, man.
Shimano does not go on sale. And Ricky, although he is working for Fisherman's Line and Tackle, is not allowed to say that it is on sale. But I can tell you,
you can, buddy.
It is on sale. And the discounts are beyond amazing. And today's your last day.
This is it, man. Tranks 500, Talica, Trinidad, Stella's, Twin Power Combos with the Osea Plugger Rods. I mean, all of the high-end stuff that we're going to use all year long. It's all at the best price you'll ever buy it. And you're getting, you know, your Power Pro wound on free. Sometimes that's an additional $120 worth
Absolutely.
Of line. Sometimes those discounts are hitting that mark, too. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
man.
You buy a Talica 20, you get Power Pro put on. That's an extra 50, 60, 70 bucks, right?
We're talking closer to 100 bucks.
100 bucks on that.
You know, there are some fantastic deals happening right now.
And the discount on the reel.
Exactly.
And the rod. Of course, Therese rods, Terramar rods, all that stuff. Just incredible.
We hardly haven't talked about that. Some of the rod packages are coming away with free lure packs. You know, you're getting three flat falls. You're getting Colt snipers. There's just such good deals on Shimano. They are just really making it happen. It's been awesome. It's been our most successful, most sold reel at the show by a huge margin for a reason, because they're really taking care of the customers.
So today's it.
This
at
is
the
it.
Fred Hall Show at the Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle Booth or the other Shimano dealers at the show. Go check it out today.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Be sure to see Fisherman's Processing in the Fish Pros The Market booth. They're at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Today, it is the last day that you can purchase your smoked and jerky fish, their killer spices, rubs, all their smoked cheese, and all at fantastic show prices. Fish Pros The Market and Fisherman's Processing, see them today at the Del Mar Show.
That Fred Hall special for $50 is the one that just blows my mind. A pound of your choice of smoked fish, wahoo, tuna, whatever. Three packs of jerky, your choice. And three packs of cheese, smoked cheese, your choice. $63 value for $50.
That's awesome.
That's the Fred Hall Show special. And there's so many other specials they have, too.
They have the lunchbox special where you get one of each of those and a killer little bag to take them in. There's just so many good stuff. And I can tell you that they are keeping the booth well supplied with samples. I see our guys walking across the aisle all the time like, hey, let me try another piece of that smoked cheese.
Yeah, that's
it's
good
really
stuff.
Good. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
Those guys are having a great show for the reason they have an amazing product at a killer price. And it's been very, very busy at the Fisherman's Processing booth.
Here's
for sure.
another booth right next to the Fisherman's Line and Tackle booth. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Willie. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Willie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? Surviving?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were at the show and doing your duty, right?
I did, yeah. I was there Thursday and I was there all day yesterday. Good time.
We were having a great time with Captain Willie. There's always a booth around the Dana Wharf booth.
Yes.
So, yeah, pretty good time.
Indeed. So what's going on in the fishing? You keeping track of that stuff?
We are, yeah. No, definitely. I was out there quite a few days this week myself. But, man, it's good weather. You know, we are able to kind of work with the conditions. And because of it, you know, we had some good fishing. Certainly some good current out in our deep water zones that we've been fishing. And it did help kind of perk up that rockfish a little bit. Some good bottom fishing for those reds and grouper. You know that the current's been pushing uphill, so a lot of that crab that's been down by you guys has made its way up this up this here. So towards the end of the week, you know, things got a little tricky out there. However, you know, there's still plenty of opportunity. You know, we've been able to find some hard bottom spots away from some of that crab out in that 40 to 50 fathom zone. So we've been able to catch the reds and the grouper on those little spots and some white fish and sculpin to kind of go along with that. And on the beach for us, too, the hockey shrimp saw a little pickup this week, too. The majority of the kelp's gone up here. I'm sure there's some of that going on down your way, too. But with that stuff being gone, we've been able to get the boat over some little rocks and stones that haven't been accessible, you know, with the kelp canopy. So with that, we've been able to tap into some really good sheephead fishing, believe it or not. The Clemente had a almost 50 fish day one day this week. Some nice fish. That stuff's been anywhere from, like, 5 to 8 pounds, like some good quality stuff. And the best bait for that, as you can imagine, has been that Pismo clam. So that's really helped us out too. So getting some of our guys on that. The Fury, he's been over at Clemente on his overnight trips. And, you know, some real nice rockfish action over there. Certainly the usual suspects like that whitefish, sheephead, and things like that to go along with the whitefish. And then finally, the Talbot Derby. The guys are out on the final drift trip today. You know, it's looking like that 26 pounder that sat at the top there for a couple weeks is going to be the one to take the money unless something really cool happens today while they're out there and they find a little bit bigger fish to kind of bump that one. So with that wrapping up, the Derby fish off will be next Sunday. The top 25, you know, the leaderboard guys that have a fish on that board are going to go out and buy for the other part of that, Derby money. So that's kind of it for us. If you guys want to hop on a boat with us this week or anytime, give a landing a call. Our number here is 949-496-5794, or if you can check us out on the web too at danawarf.com, and we're going to extend that Fred Hall offer, that 50% off through the end of the week. So
whoa,
that's so cool, Wooly.
Okay, what's the deal?
So it's FH50 is the discount code. You go online to Dana Warf, or you link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. It'll take you to our online booking. You just enter that code when you pick whatever half day or three quarter trick day trip you want to go on, and that'll just knock the price off.
50% off. FH50. Now, how? Let's say I want to buy a ticket sometime in mid to late April. Is that good?
Yeah. Yep. As long as there's a trip online and you can, book it, just make it happen.
If the trip's online in the future, you can book it for 50% off.
Yep.
Half and three-quarter day trips.
Very cool, Wooly.
Wow. Horseboard fishing. What a great deal. All right, Captain Wooly. Appreciate that. Great to see you at the Fred Hall Show. Of course, your guys will be there in the booth today at the Fred Hall Show, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. Good to see you, too. We'll see you later.
All right. Great to see you. Wayne from CCA is a busy guy at the show. Right, Wayne?
How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, man. And you have just been working so hard. And right next to Bill Varney, I mean, you keeping track of Bill over there?
Boy, are we. Boy, that guy is the busy, busy booth. He is so popular.
Yes, indeed.
People are getting some good information and some good deals on products that they can all use.
That's people right. love surf fishing.
Yeah, and here in Southern California, we got some of the best. So.
Yeah, no doubt. So today's the last day for the Target raffle, right?
Man, boy, is it going strong. Yesterday was such a good day. We had lots of good volunteers and helping and trying to get everybody to sign up and put those tickets in the right bins. We have those 12 great items that are worth around $10,000, and we're going to raffle them off at the close of the show today.
Nice.
So how does that work? So you join CCA, you get the $50 deal. Now, if you are already a member of CCA, you already have your renewal, can you just buy tickets?
You can come right to the show inside. We're in space 520 and 521 across from Daiwa and next to Ken's Custom and Bill. And you just come in and you buy some tickets, and you can just put them in the bin. We give you 5 tickets for $20.
Wow. And then you put it, you basically, they call it a Target raffle because you pick what you want to win, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
So cool. Yeah. And the prizes are, are awesome.
Name off
the
prizes, Wayne.
Wow. We got a Hobie Outback. We have a Liberty Safe from Dean Safes, a trip, a day and a half trip on the Searcher. We have, an accurate Boss Dauntless 2-speed.
We have a Makaira combo from Okuma, Shimano Talica two-speed combo.
Wow.
We have an Avco and Hydrus bib and jacket set. That thing's like $760
yeah,
like retail.
$800 set of rain gear. Wow. Weather
right.
Gear.
We have an Ingle cooler, your choice of Costa sunglasses. I think.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievably killer prizes.
Oh, and a turn folding bike.
Wow.
So if you want to put it in the back of your car, it folds down.
Or on the boat.
Or on the boat, yeah. Or I had one guy actually want it because he puts it in the back of one of his little planes.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's pretty fun.
It's such a good thing.
Yeah, and of course you're supporting CCA, which is the organization that's going to keep us fishing and save our fishing for the future, right?
Absolutely. It's all going towards it. And a couple of things, right? We got the sardine, the live bait issue going on right now. We're trying to get the 12-month fishing license, along with trying to update the licensing systems. We're trying to make sure that we don't have another lead ban this year proposal. There's all these things that are always going on, drift gillnet, long line issues. So we're always fighting, and we're always watching, and we're trying to get more people fishing. We're part of the R3 program with the department, trying to get a program going to get more hunting and fishing participation.
That's the whole idea. You got to join CCA California, and you can do it right at the show. You get in free, right? And
you get in, but the show package is at the door, at the front entrance.
At the front door.
You can't do it online.
Yes.
And then you get the membership or renewal. You get entrance to the show. You get a goodie bag, backpack, and you get the tickets.
Yeah.
But it's only at the show.
It's been fun seeing lots of guys walking around with those CCA backpacks, knowing that they supported the show, knowing they got a great place to score all their stickers and tackle and all their goodies that they buy throughout the show. And it's been a great turnout, and I think Sunday should be a great day because it's a great way to spend some money. You're going to get a lot of your money back, and you know that you're going. We got a lot of stuff on the horizon right now that we need to be worried about.
It's not going to stop.
The sardine thing is a huge deal, and it's great knowing that CCA has got our back on that, Wayne.
Yeah, and Wayne, what time are you going to give away all this goodies?
After the show closes, we'll pull it. We want to make sure we get every last ticket, kind of like Rick was saying. You get that last person right at the end going, I've got to get my tickets in.
Gotta
so we're going to wait till they close the show,
and then you'll draw them and notify the winners.
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. Wayne, CCA, keep up the great work, and we'll see you at the show.
Thanks, guys. See you there.
All right. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
How you guys doing?
What's up, Gundy?
Great.
What's happening? How's fishing?
Oh, fantastic. But let me mention something. I just wrote a piece for the CCA there on live bait fishing. And,
for Tide Magazine.
Yeah.
Fantastic article.
Thank you. If you look at, just the small amount, the small impact on the fishery that sport fishing has compared to the commercial efforts, and some of that commercial effort turns into fertilizer and all this other nonsense, where sport fishing dollars, you have tackle shops and you have landings and restaurants and hotels. So the sport fishing dollar goes way further than the commercial dollar.
There's no question. And congratulations, Tide Magazine, a national magazine with a huge subscription base.
About 140,000 subscribers.
So that's great exposure for our Southern California surf fishery, Gundy. Good job.
Yeah. Never thought I'd write something like that 20 years ago, but that is where we're at, and this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
Well
excellent
done,
job.
Gundy. That's rad.
So where's the fishing?
Oh, my goodness. We got a couple things going on here. Improved weather. It was a bit breezy, but excellent catches this week. Grunion run. I think we're going to hit our second grunion run coming up here. And all the guys report tons of bait inside. That's a lot of times function of a wet winter, and you get runoff and you get all the things that make that happen. But let's start up up north there. Lots of biters on the perch there. Other species also starting to show, like cabazon, striped bass, sand bass, spotfin croaker, hook line sinker reported. Good barred perch bite at Goleta. Gulp sandworms and bloody have been a hot bait. Other good catches reported from East Beach, Carpinteria, Santa Claus Lane. Cabazon on the bite off El Capitan, starting to see the first cabs show. Wiley's reported good catches on the rocky beaches. El Capitan, kicked out a bunch of nice cabazon for those guys too. Shallow rockfish, yellowfin croaker, sheephead, spotfin, good numbers of calico bass, and lots of sand bass. Very good mixed bag bite up there. The stretch from Magoo was probably the best bet for quality barred perch. Jets Fishing reported a 5-pound striped bass. We had a lot of new players in the game this week, taking off Manhattan on a flash minnow. The barred perch were biting well off Manhattan and Hermosa Beaches up there. Grubs, gulf baits working well. A 20-pound halibut was lost at the rocks there in King Harbor. And this is a common theme, and it might be the subject of an article in future Western Outdoor News. I'm gonna think about that idea. Landing a big fish, you know. Big fish in Seal Beach also reported an estimated 40-inch halibut lost at the landing there. The fish bucked and broke the line there. So,
man.
You know, when you go halibut fishing, you're thinking catching something to 30, 35 inches. And, boy, when you hang a big one, there's some different things you have to think about trying to land that thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good article.
All right, we'll look forward to it.
Bass also down south, some very good fishing all around. The halibut moves in shallow, and it's time to make hay.
Yeah, indeed. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. It is spring. It is time to go fishing, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, great show.
All right, thanks a lot for that, Gunny.
What a difference in 2 weeks of reports from just crying, I was the one crying, but crying about rain and cold and wind to just 2 weeks later, there's big halibuts and big stripers and things are biting and the beach is alive, and we'll take it, man. This is good times.
Gundy mentions Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, wow, some great stuff, rockfish and big bass and all kinds of stuff going on in Western Outdoor News. So Yellowtail and more. Check it out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more catch reports. We got more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid, contrast is clearer, details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha Motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.